former members of uniformed services like police or prison service, they not use general pension system. They have a specific pension system that is dedicated only for them, and this system is very favorable. In the last term, in the last period, I think it was in the last term of office, the former parliamentary majority decided to exclude the group of former members of uniform services that served during communist period in Poland from this system, and to lower their pensions in spite of the fact that they had this they had decisions that granted them this pensions. Now the parliamentary majority think that this that this reform was not coherent with our constitution, and that is the reason that these people can go for the effective protections from courts, and they are given this effective protections. Court give them usually give them back this pensions before this pensions and that the that they were that were lowered. And now the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Administration also analyzes how to change the bill to improve the situations of this group of people and to execute all these court rulings that were done in these cases. So it is a very important question, but I would like to highlight that this group of persons, in spite of this legal reform, they were given effective protection from our courts, both common and administrative courts. So the situation is not so bad as it could be seen. And now the questions will be answered by the representative of Ministry of Labor, Family, Labor and Social Policy. And the questions will be answered by the representative of Department of Labor Market.
Regarding the questions related to Polish citizens residing abroad, we are fully aware of the potential of the citizens. There are a couple of actions in providing information for them, providing some support also. Since 2008,